This is Sina Bazilahiki reporting for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I recently spoke with Ollie Westfall, a maple syrup maker and beekeeper in the Hudson Valley. After walking me through the process of maple syrup making, our conversation turned to beekeeping and the difficulty it is right now to keep bees.
The slightest little thing that happens affects bees incredibly. They have a parasite called the Varroa mite, and that has become the scourge of the world. It's a little reddish color mite that will attach itself to the bee, and it literally lives off of the bee, weakens it, doesn't kill it, but it makes the bee susceptible to a number of diseases that they can get. It weakens the hive. Some people are trying to become totally treatment free, is the way they put it. I treat my bees. There's some chemical pads that you can use to put on. Doesn't hurt the bees, but it'll kill 75% of the mites that are in there. And you treat several times a year, because if you don't treat your bees, for the most part, they won't make it through the winter. You can have all the honey in the world in there, but if your hive is weakened going into the cold season when they start going dormant, they won't make it through the winter. They'll die out, and it happens. It happens all the time that you lose hives. It's hard to keep them going. The treatment-free guys, they try to breed queens that are resistant to these mites, and they're having success with it. They're actually developing queens that will lay eggs, and the worker bees will actually try and attack these mites. And I don't know if they kill them, chase them out of the hive, whatever, but these mites go into the cells when the queen lays her eggs. And then the worker bees cap the cells off while the larvae is developing into another bee. Meanwhile, these mites have bred in there, and one goes in and six might come out when the worker bee emerges from the cell after 21 days. And it's a vicious cycle, and it does great amount of harm to bees. They're in trouble. Bees are in big trouble. Springtime is swarm time anyway. So you go in and you do stuff to your hives to try and prevent them from swarming. I'll take and split my hives right in half. Queen will be in one. There'll be what they call brood, which are eggs and capped larvae and worker bees in the other. They'll develop a queen. And the whole reason behind swarming is the hive has developed so fast in the springtime. It's a natural way for them to cut down the population. And that's why they swarm. Half the hive will take off when they swarm. If you're lucky, you might catch them. A lot of times you're not lucky, because they'll take off. You don't even know they've swarmed. You're not here. And you go in your hive and you're like, geez, there's a lot of bees gone now, and they must have swarmed. So you can do several different things. You can take frames out with eggs and worker bees and start a whole nother colony. Or as I said, you can just split the box right in half and just let them go like that, and they'll develop another queen. And the one good thing about doing it that way is you break the breeding cycle a little bit in the beehives. That also helps to reduce the number of mites in the hives, because in the one part there's no queen laying. She won't be laying you don't even have a queen. It's going to take 16 days before they hatch a queen out. She's got to fly out and get bred. She's got to come back and lay eggs. You know, it's going to be weeks before there's any eggs being laid, and those mites won't have any place to reproduce. So their count will drop way off, which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing to do, to try and break the breeding cycle on those mites. And then you may not have to treat as much. But I still do. I kind of take care of them. I look at it as they're like livestock almost. And a farmer's cows get sick, they call the veterinarian, hopefully. And you just hate to see them go and die off.